Candy Floss News and no political spin. This is Truth Radio by Internet. Thanks to our sponsor, Neemwell.com, because here, the expression is still free. Well, folks, it does not come any sweeter. After 18 months of relentless pressure, guess what? The CIA fakes just blinked. That, the story of the Fetzer Show gambit, and more. You're on the next level on breakfornews.com.
Would you do me a favor and push me on to the next level?
And you are very welcome. You're on the next level, and this is Fintan Dunn reporting with a very special edition of the next level, one that I, well, in ways doubted I'd ever be making. Who'd have thought I'd be making an audio about how finally, as I said in the introduction, after a year and a half of relentless pressure, not just from me, but from all of the forum members, the switched on, intelligent, very competent posters on breakfornews.com, we finally pressured the CIA fakes into the point where they put me on air on the leading CIA fake internet channel, that's the GCN Radio Network, in a show with Jim Fetzer. And if you haven't checked that out, do so. It's on the homepage of breakfornews.com, or you may also find it in the archive, the audio archive. And you can also find two threads in the Breakfor News forum you should check out also. One is Fintan Dunn on Jim Fetzer Show, and the other is Fetzer CIA? And there are some excellent posts there from the members of the forum who were well on to the implications of this. I know. Look, I haven't been saying a great deal about this. And even since the show, I've kept quiet just to see if Jim Fetzer or some others would come back in the forum in those threads and try and make some substantive points to redeem the situation. But they haven't. And so now, time to draw in our net and see what have we got. And we have a double win, folks. Not only did we finally crack the CIA fakes, but also we managed to get two excellent audios done, and the trap, and it was a trap, I know people on the forum warned me, yes, it was meant to be a trap, but the trap didn't work for various reasons. We'll get into that. And we got two great audios. We cracked the CIA fakes, who finally blinked, and it's a win-win situation. Congratulations to all the forum members, and thanks for the support while I was doing those shows. It was definitely necessary, because that was some trap. The inside story of that. I got an invitation from Jim Fetzer by email to come on his radio show and to discuss, in his words, as he wrote, the history of the 9/11 movement. Now, when you ask a guy who's most known for his study of analysis of the deception campaign, which has been contained and throughout the 9/11 movement, ask him to come on and talk about the history of the 9/11 movement, you're basically asking him to come on and talk about all the stuff that has been blacklisted for the last year and a half by the CIA fakes. Could that maybe have anything to do with the fact that just weeks before we produced a really hard-hitting audio showing how the Alex Jones show had degenerated into Fruit Loop land, and also pointing out how Jones was promoting this 7-7, claimed 7-7 survivor of the bus bomb in London on the 7-7 attacks. And we analysed that, we showed how that was a fake story, and also we sent up Alex Jones at the same time as pointing out how totally Fruit Loop it had been allowed to become, by design, of course. And Alex Jones, as very many people know, is the main man and leading star on the GCN radio network. He's on all four network, he's on repeat, and Jim Fetzer, by an amazing coincidence, who issued that invitation to me just weeks after our show about Alex Jones, is also on the GCN network. Now, it wasn't just the Jones issue, as I say, it's a tribute to the combined pressure which is exerted by having a forum full, 500 members now almost, of people who are switched on, tuned in, do great analysis, and really have applied tremendous pressure because of that to the CIA fakes, to the point where eventually they cracked and had to, well, there were a couple of objectives there. One of them was to at least end the freeze out, because as long as they had kept the story of the CIA fakes on the outside, they could at least limit its distribution, but also they were open to the charge that they were freezing out this story on the 9/11 issue deliberately. And so as the strength of the case has gathered momentum, the case that is being made on breakfornews.com and in the forum, it reached a point where they had to accommodate it or otherwise look really bad in another 6 months down the line. I also believe that they did very much intend for it to be an ambush, but it backfired. As I say, Jim Fetzer invited me on to speak about the history of the 9/11 movement, but as those who tuned into that first show know, the first half hour was all about Iran. I rolled with that. I'm glad to talk about Iran and how that is a disinformation ploy. But then around about 45 minutes into the show or so, Fetzer announces that we're not actually going to get to 9/11 issues at all in this show. But instead, he wanted to stick with geopolitical issues and invite me on again to talk about the 9/11 issue. Well, okay. We did, as I say, end up with a couple of great shows out of it in the end. One of them was that show about the geopolitical issues. I was very happy to do that. And it stands, as does the other show, in its own right, as an examination of the difference in depth of the analysis which you get on breakfornews.com and in the forum by the posters, compared to the surface level analysis which exists on the CIA fakes. That was counterpointed again and again by the audios which we now have a permanent record of. And so I rolled with the old delay till next week, and we did a great audio on the geopolitical issues around 9/11, and I was scheduled to appear the following Wednesday again on the show to discuss the 9/11 issues. But the following Wednesday, what happened? Despite having called me no difficulty beforehand for the first show, GCN suddenly had technical problems. I think that was predicted by Just Zero in the forum, that they might have technical problems. Yep, suddenly they hit technical problems and they couldn't call me. And after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and some help from forum members, we managed to get onto them at the studio and connected via Skype, believe it or not. And by that stage, it was out of a two-hour appearance, we were now an hour and 20 minutes into the 2 hours, or an hour and 15 minutes, I think it was, leaving about 45 minutes to get to the substantive issues. I had a go, folks. I tried, but it was very difficult because after about the first 2 or 3 minutes of trying to talk about the issues, somebody in the studio at GCN began to play a pre-recorded audio track of someone speaking back into my audio feed, so that I was having to try and speak over the voice of somebody speaking in some pre-recorded clip. At that stage, it started to go right for us, because what I did was pull the plug. I wasn't prepared to go on at that point. And I explained the difficulties that I was having with the audio feed in my ear to Fetzer, who didn't seem that concerned. And I just pulled the plug. And that was a good thing, because it left GCN with a bit of egg on their face. It had been designed that I would be psyched out by the delay, that I would be minimized in time in terms of what I would say because of the technical problems, and that I would be disconcerted and mind warped by having audio played into my ears as I tried to speak. But by pulling out of it, it really put the ball back in their court again, and so they were forced to get me back on the following day, and it was another great show. Now, yes, I know it was a risk, but if we hadn't taken that challenge on, I think there would have been a lot of derisory comments about the analysis on breakfornews.com not being capable of being presented in the kind of public forum that was involved in the Fetzer show. So we took that one on, took on the mind warp, and because of Fetzer being a bit on the defensive in that final show, I did get a chance to lay out in detail the case which we've been making and which I know many people are well tuned into on breakfornews.com. I don't want to overplay the significance of this. We are, after all, small in number, relatively speaking, but the truth has a way of outing, and I do think over time that this is a very encouraging sign that we have actually been worrying these people enough that we made them blink. Take a bow, folks. There's 500 people in the forum. Maybe one day it'll be 5,000. And maybe we won't just make them blink. Maybe we'll make them keel over. You're on the next level. I'll be right back. And you're very welcome back. You're on the next level. And we're continuing to discuss the Jim Fetzer show, my appearance on that, and the implications of it. When I went on, I did not engage in a shouting match with Jim Fetzer or slag him off. Because one, it's not my style. Two, it's his show and it's not polite. And three, we're not that desperate. It was an opportunity to make a clear, concise case to the independent listener who isn't as aware of the depth of analysis on breakfornews.com as we have become here on the forum. So I took that opportunity, and that was a great opportunity to take. It worked out very well. And I was careful to make sure I emphasized I was not taking sides in the scholars for 9/11 truth fallout stuff between Jones and Fetzer, nor was my appearance on the show to be taken as an endorsement of Fetzer. I made those points very clear in the audio. But I would like to raise a number of issues about all of that. I think it has to be looked on with a certain amount of suspicion that an approach came from Jim Fetzer in the context of his being on the GCN network, where Alex Jones is resident, leading star. And people have got to factor that into their assessment of, well, is Fetzer just not up to speed, or is he working for the opposition? And there's a second element that needs to be factored into that also. A long time ago, I got an interview with someone called Sibel Edmonds. I was the first to interview her. And that interview came through someone called T.J. Mattingly, who hangs out at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. a great deal, and emails around the place and is well known to all sorts of people, etc., etc. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? Not really. Except, as I say, just bear in mind that the introduction to Sibel Edmonds, the I can get you an interview with Sibel Edmonds, came through T.J. Mattingly. We know that Edmonds is pure artificial gag order bullshit. We know that ties into the bullshit of Amanda Keller down in Florida, and that she and Daniel Hopsicker were substantiating the kind of case for Atta the Cokehead drug dealer that was being made by Dan Hopsicker in the audios. So that whole Sibel Edmonds, Amanda Keller, Dan Hopsicker, Florida scene, drug trafficking scene is an entire smokescreen, and the contact came through T.J. Mattingly, acting as a sort of advance man for Sibel Edmonds. Indeed, he took some photos, which even now are on breakfornews.com. And you can Google Sibel Edmonds, Break for News, and you'll get to those articles you'll see, including photos by T.J. Mattingly, acting, as I say, as an advance man for Sibel Edmonds. And lo and behold, when the invitation comes from Fetzer, within 24 hours or so, T.J. Mattingly signs up on the forum on breakfornews.com and begins telling me and others publicly in the forum that Fetzer is really just maybe a bit behind the scene. He's a little bewildered and not quite up to speed, and not a bad guy, and not working for the opposition, and definitely one of the guys that we should be trying to convince to our way of seeing things. Acting, I feel, again, as an advance man. So I'm wondering, why does Jim Fetzer need an advance man in the forum to tell us what a straight-up guy he is? And I think we should factor that into our analysis. And then when it comes down to the interviews themselves, what I found was very unusual was that none of the higher-level analysis was essentially taken on board by Jim Fetzer, the sort of stuff that we outlined and covered. For example, not the Iran issue wasn't taken on board. And even more significantly, let's just take the case of one particular instance I outlined to him, that of Jimmy Walter, and how he had changed from being sensible Jimmy in 2004, saying he had no idea what happened to the people on the plane that struck the Pentagon, to lunatic Jimmy, who said not only had he an idea, but he was firmly convinced. That stuff by Jimmy is incredibly damaging to the 9/11 truth movement. And it's not a very complex point we're making there. We're saying that it's very hard to understand logically how someone can move from 2004 having no idea what happened to the passengers to 2005 firmly believing they were all working for the government. And they're still alive, by the way. Except if you look at it as somebody who is deliberately dragging the 9/11 movement down, as we predicted in 2005 they would drag the movement down market and into loopy land around the same time as the mainstream media began to take any kind of a serious interest in the 9/11 issue, thus proving themselves to be sabotage agents. That's not a very complex point. Jim didn't seem to get that. didn't seem to get the point about Wayne Mattson having misled everybody about an Iran invasion back in 2004 prior to the election, having spun a fake story about a $29 million election stealing check in the days after the stolen election, and he and others having psyched everybody out with a fake Iran invasion hysteria, which has been running for years. Jim didn't bite on that. Didn't really bite on anything. And, you know, that's got to be factored into people's analysis on the issue of whether Fetzer is just not up to speed or actively working for the other side. But I'll tell you this about it, though. It's not that important to an extent, because we have established the modus operandi of the CIA fakes very clearly. We have shown high levels of suspicion of the motives of key individuals and why, fully backed up with research and analysis in the forum. It's all there. It can be checked out in detail. These are not off-the-cuff comments. They're all well-researched with hyperlinked articles leading to all the original material. And so the case is substantively made. At the end of the day, it only matters for tactical reasons why Jim Fetzer is on GCN and is not up to speed on this deeper analysis of 9/11. But from a practical point of view, it substantiates, I think, the kind of approach I took with the CIA fakes to say that, look, all of these websites are at the end of the day spreading stuff that the CIA are actually quite happy to see go out and feel it's nicely going according to plan. And some of them are doing it deliberately and some of them are not. Some of them are just being led along. And you can make your own judgments about what you think is the case in relation to those websites. It's not important, the particular individuals. We've made really strong cases in terms of some individuals within the 9/11 movement. But what's important is the methodology, the overall game plan, and the degree of penetration of the 9/11 movement such that it is effectively government run. Those are the key points, not the spotlighting of a particular individual, because the net effect at the end of the day is the same. It's the spreading of flaky 9/11 evidence at a time when it's extremely embarrassing to the movement to have that done. And in fact, let's take a closer look at some of that flaky information, the kind of stuff that's been spread by Fetzer and Judy Wood in relation to space beams and more, coming up after maybe a very appropriate piece of music. This is from Remo Conscious. It's Lies. You're on The Next Level on breakfornews.com, and we'll be right back.
It may have started with the Easter Bunny or St. Nicholas, even more ridiculous, the Tooth Fairy. From there we're forced to recite the pledge, Hail Mary. One nation under God, why us? Don't question, son, you're burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that we're told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians, from the Tainos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings, and now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack babies? Denier of the AIDS plague? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they trace the books I read. These lies got me surrounded, there's a war on truth. Ain't it on me, it started with that first lies too. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies. They say milk does a body good, how so? It causes disease. Don't trust me? Read about BGH and RGF-1. The dairy industry has a stricken poison. Got milk? Better yet, how about? Got cancer? Got a sick prostate? And you're looking for answers? And why we trust the FDA to protect us? These mad cows are milking us all the way to the bank. From cell phones to pharmaceuticals, children force vaccinations that carry plague and chemicals. Corporate thugs push drugs like evangelists push miracles. Monsanto, Bayer, Procter & Gamble. Fluoride in our water supply has got its own cockeyed, but still they lie, telling us it's for our own good. First used in Nazi prison camps, now it's in our hoods. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts, Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Hannity and Combs, the drones for these greedy corporate monsters, feeding lies to the public controlled by color codes where lie becomes truth and truth becomes myth. Lost in the Rupert Murdoch and Clear Channel abyss. If you don't agree with Bush, then you're unpatriotic. Even if you've never known a man this psychotic in control of the so-called free and the brave, you become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people. It's like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lies can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? We saw the towers fall to ashes like they were laced with bombs. Are you sure only two planes did that harm? You told us Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. But there's no photos of parts, man. Plus the science is wrong, you let it happen. Like FDR did Pearl Harbor so you could profit from war. Sorta like your father taking lives and oil in the name of freedom. Our innocent are either torture left, homeless or bleeding. Death to America is what they scream while you preach freedom and the American dream. Troops dying, mothers crying, still trying to cope while you're denying that the dangers from Iraq was a hoax. You're not a man of the people, just a product of evil. Greed, power, and God, a combination that's lethal. So deceitful is criminal, but soon the truth will rise. Lies.
And you're very welcome back. You're on the next level on breakfornews.com, and we're discussing the implications of my recent appearance on the Fetzer show. By the way, that appearance on GCN is the last ever appearance, I promise, ever on the GCN network. It's one thing rising to the challenge laid down by the CIA fakes. It's another thing taking a valuable opportunity to counterpoint our message with theirs and to reach an audience on GCN who may be well tuned in as a result of that broadcast. It's another thing entirely, appearing again on the network. I've no intention of doing that, and I've no intention of legitimizing Jim Fetzer or Judy Wood. Now, space beams, it's once again so discrediting to the 9/11 movement when you don't have substantive information out there, when you just have a theoretical structure that's very flimsy and where you're not even prepared to argue what the space beams are. In fact, to get specific on this, they're not even space beams any longer, is my understanding. They're beams that came out of World Trade Center number 7. So they're WTC-7 beams. And that conjures up images of Rudy Giuliani shouting at some underling to plug in the plug on the weapon, and pointing the weapon at the towers, and bringing down those towers if it's this weapon somewhere in Building 7. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy a directed energy weapon that would have to be deployed in that manner, or the whole portrait that's being painted of 9/11 conspirators huddled in a room in Building 7 carrying out their evil plans. Sorry. Let's bear in mind, by the way, that Judy Wood was interviewed in a famous interview you can get in those threads, Is Jim Fetzer CIA, and Fintan Dunn on Jim Fetzer Show in Break for News Forum. You can get a link to this interview that Judy Wood gave. She gave it, by the way, in the National Press Club. Yep, that's where old Mattingly hangs out, and where many other luminaries, including Jim himself, have given speeches. The Disclosure Project have also been at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. It's quite the place to be. The Disclosure Project telling us all about how aliens exist. And it's quite a place to go. Yeah, I have suspicions about what is going on in the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. I think you can guess. But that's where Judy Wood gave the infamous interview where, when questioned about the issue of space beams, it turned out that really there wasn't much about space beams at all in her theory. She refused to actually specify what kind of a directed energy beam might have been used, etc. It seemed to be a theory without any substance to it. It reminds me, and maybe you need a little bit of light relief. I do. So I'm going to play this because I think it's so reminiscent of what went on in the National Press Club. This is a classic Monty Python sketch, and we have John Cleese playing the part of Miss Anne Elk and her famous theory. And this reminds me of Judy Wood and her famous theory about space beams, in which she will not discuss space beams. Here goes, folks.
Good evening. Tonight, dinosaurs. I have here, sitting in the studio next to me, an elk. I'm sorry, an elk. Mrs. An Elk.
Miss
An Elk, who is an expert
no,
on
no,
the...
No, an elk.
What?
An elk, not an expert.
No, I was saying that you, Miss Elk, were an A-N, not A-N-N-E expert.
Oh.
On elks. I'm sorry, on dinosaurs.
Yes, I certainly am, Chris. How very true my word is.
Now, Miss Elk, Anne, you have a new theory about the Brontosaurus.
Can I just say here, Chris, for one moment, that I have a new theory about the Brontosaurus?
Exactly. What is it?
Where?
No. What is your theory?
Oh, what is my theory?
Yes.
Oh, what is my theory that it is? Yes. Well, you may well ask, what is my theory?
I am asking.
And well, you may. Yes, my word, you may well ask what it is, this theory of mine. Well, this theory that I have, that is to say, which is mine, is mine.
I know it's yours. What is it?
Where? Oh, what is my theory?
Yes.
Ah, my theory that I have follows the lines that I am about to relate.
Oh, God.
The theory by A. Elk. That's A for Anne, it's not by a elk.
Right.
This theory, which belongs to me, is as follows. Ready? The theory by A. Elk, brackets, miss brackets. My theory is along the following lines.
Oh, God.
All brontosauruses are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle, and then thin again at the far end. That is the theory that I have, and which is mine, and what it is too.
That's it, is it?
Right, Chris.
Well, Anne, this theory of yours seems to have hit the nail on the head.
And it's mine.
Thank you for coming along to the studio.
My pleasure, Chris. Britain's newest...
Where? Well, Chris, you may well ask what it is that is my theory. You may well ask, but you're not necessarily going to get an answer. And so, we got no substantive answer as to what the space beams are that are at the heart of the space beam theory. But there are other aspects of this that really are troubling in terms of the quality of analysis done by Judy Wood. She maintains that it's the size of the debris field falling when 2/3 of the tower is missing that indicates there's not enough substance in that debris field to account for the mass of the tower, and that this is proven further by the failure of the basin or bedrock area of the World Trade Center to collapse when the towers fell. Of course, the towers didn't all fall in one go. Like a lump hammer, they fell in pieces. So you would not necessarily expect that to have cracked the basin. And furthermore, I'll post a graphic on this, and you can click on the photo that goes with this audio to get to the graphic that shows you the mass of the World Trade Center towers. This is step one. If you're trying to account for missing mass, you better work out the mass. You see, the twin towers are an optical illusion. They look like they just go straight up with parallel sides on all four sides, okay? But they don't. Not in terms of mass. In mass, really, they are effectively tapering, because the thickness of steel and the thickness of the concrete in the center core is decreasing as you go upwards. So if you were to portray, and I have a graphic that at least makes some effort to display the Twin Towers' mass, you see that it tapers almost like a high-sided pyramid as you go up in terms of its mass. So just because there's 2/3 of the tower not there doesn't mean 2/3 of the mass is gone. No, it's not even close to 2/3 of the mass is gone. Those sort of calculations should be brought out by Judy Wood in her presentation in terms of accounting for mass. You would bring that up as, I think, one of the first points you would deal with, because it's a potential shortcoming of your theory. So you'd handle that, but no effort to deal with that. And I don't think there's anything substantive there overall. It would be good to continue the analysis to try and discover what did bring down the towers. That's a good objective of any investigation. But it's not the kind of stuff that you take to the mainstream media and discuss at all. If I had any opportunity to present a case and the issue of what did bring the towers down came up, I would have to say, well, really, I don't know. I haven't conclusively shown from analysis, and I don't believe that I can say, okay, definitely this was how it was done. Can't say that yet. And so you gain kudos if you are upfront and say, well, we don't know what, but I tell you what, fire didn't do it. And we can make a substantive case that fire didn't do it in the case of all three buildings, for the first time ever, three steel-structured buildings falling on the same day. An unprecedented event and not explained
I mean, go all the way back to the first article I wrote on 9/11 by the lack of fuel in the South Tower, because most of it exploded outside, means that the fires there were very transitory and couldn't have reached it. We're on good, solid ground there when we're arguing those kinds of cases. And so, you know, you've got to ask questions as to what's going on with this whole space beam stuff. It seems as if the entire 9/11 movement has either gone space beams, or they've gone no planes, or they've gone holograms, or they've gone, they were all working for the government, you know, all the passengers. It's everywhere, folks. And so you've got to ask questions as to whether the fact that the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Jim Fetzer, Judy Wood wing, are gone in the space beams direction is just bad timing or good timing. Level on breakfornews.com. With all the 9/11 movement going loopy, and if Break for News wasn't around, then a lot of people in the movement would be throwing their hands up in horror, as many of them are. I've had the emails from people in despair at what's happening in the 9/11 movement and the loopy land it's gone into, and they wouldn't know where to go, and they're becoming disillusioned, etc. And that would be just fine. That would suit these people fine. It's in the game plan. It's how they plan to play this. And it's why the media is taking an interest now as 9/11 goes loopy. But with Break for News there, it's different. There is a focus for the dissent from the lunacy that's going on in the 9/11 movement. And that's what worries them. And that's why we had that breakthrough, which turned out to be a disaster, I think, for them. So maybe they'll just have to get used to the fact that there are intelligent people out there who are not taken in by the surface level stuff. And maybe they'll have to just get used to the fact that it's not Fintan Dunn saying this stuff anymore. That there are hundreds of people in the forum, and I'm sure many thousands who browse and read in the forum, who are well aware of what's going on as a result of the quality of analysis they've found in the forum. I'd emphasize that again, folks. I'm very grateful for the support. And this wouldn't be happening without the support of the forum, without posters in the forum who have got the analytical skills to take this thing apart themselves. All that's happening is that they happen to agree with the analysis that I've done, but they're well capable of understanding the game, and you can just read the posts in the forum and you'll see the quality of analysis that is there. So I think the genie is out of the bottle, and it can't be put back in. You know, over the last few days, besides just holding back to see what would develop in the Jim Fetzer threads on the forum before doing this audio, I also took the break partly to have a brief bout of influenza. Believe it or not, I'm just preparing for the big one. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. Now, we're still waiting for the bird flu thing to show up. I don't know their exact timing on this. I know that it's an excellent piece of diversion, which I'm sure they're going to run. But no, I'm not expecting us all to have some major worldwide plague designed to reduce the population. I'm expecting us to have a lot of pharmaceutical hype. But I did have a mild bout of influenza, possibly because I'm not on wheat and dairy. Don't want to beat you over the head with that one, but there you go. It was all over in 3 days. Terrific. And I did, of course, take an antiviral, neem, and I took some goji berries and took some vitamin C and had the eggs, etc. But whole thing gone, done and dusted in 3 days. That's terrific. You know why that happened? It happened to make me take some downtime and to make me take some time offline and go read the book by Carl Johan Kallman. That's The Mayan Calendar. And thanks to Drew Terry. Thanks also to Matt, by the way, for that music pick earlier in the show. Drew had sent me that book by Carl, and I've now 180 pages into it. Folks, it confirms the stuff that we've seen on the Mayan calendar so far, and more. We just have to deal with this, folks, at a scientific level. Just pure science. You know the periodic table of the elements, and if you arrange them in a certain order, it shows the progression of orbital shells, etc., and you can see how the elements are related to each other in groups. In other words, laying out the periodic table of the elements, you see the patterns, and it all fits, and it's a totally consistent intellectual edifice. That's what's happening with the Mayan calendar. Not only does it fit with the major development points in human evolution, there are extremely close fits with the epochs and cycles of the kingships in the Egyptian kings, and with all of the major movements that have taken place in Europe politically over the last 200 to 12, 14, 1500 years. I'm blown away by it. It just confirms the earlier analysis, and I'm very grateful to Drew Terry for having switched us on to the Mayan calendar, and we will come back and deal with that issue some more. It does say that this period here that we're in from now till November is a blooming good period for us and for the truth and for the message. And maybe the recent developments in relation to what happened with the breakthrough against the CIA fakes is part of something I talked about only weeks ago about the message getting out. The Mayan cycle is based on an analysis of the kind of cycles that occur in the natural plant. And the message period is when the messages are going out through chemicals throughout the plant to create buds. And then the next period, which starts in November, is the period of bud development, which takes place, if you like, in the dark inside in the bud before it flowers. So it is dark in the light-dark alternating series of patterns in the Mayan calendar system. But dark doesn't necessarily mean negative. It just means that there is growth underground or out of sight that will follow this message period from now till November. So let's make the most of it, folks. There are many issues that we do with onbreakfornews.com, and we're going to cover some more of those in addition to continuing to cover the 9/11 issue. It is very heartening what's just happened, folks, and thanks to everybody who's made it possible. Thanks for your good quality analysis. Thanks for your companionship. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting and donating. I'd like to give a special thanks to those who have dug deep and chucked in a few bucks to help things here. You can, of course, do that if you're so inclined, according to your own means. That's the bottom line. Just according to your means, whatever is appropriate, by just clicking on the PayPal and send us some money by PayPal, through credit card or whatever. We'd appreciate that. Thanks. And it is great to be back in commercial free land, able to do audios like this on breakfornews.com. And you can look forward to some interviews upcoming on the show, being able to discuss issues without taking a commercial break every 8 minutes for about five. It's the way to do it. Couldn't do it any other way. Never would do it any other way. Thanks for being there. I'll be back very shortly with more, and I do hope that you can take the time to join me for that. But in the meantime, for breakfornews.com, this has been Fintan Don reporting.
Will you always keep me warm? Hold me safe and away from harm. Keep day for night, and as the day fades, burn a candle bright for me. Will you always keep me warm? Hold me safe and away from harm. Keep day for night, and as the day fades, burn a candle bright for me. Walking into the sun.
Away from home, keep day from night, and as the day fades.